choir's Christmas concert. The choir is under direction of Mr. Brant Beal. Before tonight's program begins, we ask you now to turn off all cell phones and electronic devices. May I notice tonight's concert is being recorded for replay on WPSB Channel 6 Television and WKMS Radio. Portions of the concert will air on WPSB on Christmas Day at noon. Since tonight's concert is being recorded, be especially mindful to exit between numbers and try to do so at the rear of the seating area. Thank you for your cooperation, and now would you welcome to the stage the Marshall County Middle School Choir and its director, Brant Beal.
Welcome everyone to the Marshall County High School choir concert. You'll notice the folks up here are not in high school. Our featured group beginning this evening is the newly formed Marshall County Middle School Choir. It's a new thing we're doing in the district this year, and it's made up of students from all three middle schools. You will notice in your program, I did not have enough room to list all of them, so I thought I would take just a brief moment here and pull something out of my pocket and tell you who these fine people are. We are representing all three middle schools in the district. First, from Benton Middle School, Michael Paul Castleberry, Alexis Dunn, Maddie Dunn, and Shelby Starks. From North Marshall Middle School, Sarah Lynn Biney, Madison Buchanan, Haley Latta, Natalie Miller, Stephanie Phillips, and Destiny Ross. From South Marshall Middle School, Lexi Adams, Hannah Burgess, Emily Colley, Evan Dotson, Andrew Phillips, Caitlin Tucker, and Dalton York. A little bit of, give them a hand. What we're presenting to you tonight is just kind of the culmination of the work that we began probably about 2 to 3 months ago when we started the middle school choir. These students, when they can, are bused to the high school on Tuesdays and Thursdays for rehearsal. They try their best to get here, but like everybody else, they're involved in so many other things, from academic teams to sports teams and track and all these other things that are going on. So you're looking at several very, very dedicated students who really love singing, and hopefully this is something we can continue in the district in years to come with a district-wide middle school choir encompassing students, again, from all across the district. The next song you're going to hear on our program is a holiday favorite, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Baby, it's cold outside. describe you best are as follows, and I quote.
Stink, stink, skunk. You're a bad one, Mr. Grinch. You have turned.
Merry Christmas.
have to tell you, I really enjoy working with this group of young women. Actually, everyone you see up on the pointer out again. Michaela Darnell is the only senior up here on stage. Everyone else up here is freshmen. So these students came in, and Michaela is a first-year choir member as well. So we're coming from a group of students that came in the fall with little to no choir or singing experience, period. And they've come such a long way. They're really, really developing wonderful young women's voices. So very, very happy to be working with these ladies that have come so far. And we're only halfway through the year, so imagine what you're going to hear in the spring. The next selection you'll hear from them is, again, a more traditional Christmas song based on the hymn, not the hymn tune, the folk tune, Greensleeves. This is What Child Is This? And it's going to be followed by Do You Hear What I Hear?
Thank you.
I promise you there's only one more transition after this one. Upcoming is the concert choir. And unlike the women's choir, we have tenors and basses joining us in the concert choir. They're going to be performing three selections for you this evening as well. The first, again, not a typical tune you hear at Christmas on a normal holiday concert. It's a wonderful, wonderful solo a cappella spiritual called Bethlehem Spiritual. As soon as everybody gets up here, we will begin.
Was a but one child born in Bethlehem. Singing tiny baby was a but one child born in Bethlehem. Hallelujah.
Singing tiny baby
was a but one child
in a manger.
Born in Bethlehem.
Singing tiny
baby was a but one child
born in Bethlehem.
Hallelujah.
Tiny baby
was a but one child
in a manger.
Born
and watching is a mother so mild. Stars in the sky looking down where he lay. Tiny baby asleep on the hay. Tiny baby
was a but one child
in a manger. Tiny baby
was a but one child
born in Bethlehem.
Hallelujah.
Shepherds watching all the flocks by night. Angels singing, what a beautiful sight. Rock the baby, rock him all night long. Rock the baby with the heavenly song. Tiny baby
was a but one child
in a manger.
Tiny
baby
was a but one child
born in Bethlehem.
Hallelujah.
Tiny
baby was a but one child
in a manger.
Born in Bethlehem.
Tiny baby
was a but one child
born in Bethlehem.
Hallelujah. Tiny baby was a but one child born in Bethlehem. Singing tiny baby was a but one child born in Bethlehem. Born in Bethlehem. Born in Bethlehem.
The next two pieces you'll hear from the concert choir. The first of the two is, I think, the only non-holiday related song on the program. It's called In the Arms of Winter. That's a wonderful, wonderful setting primarily by a composer by the name of Ruth Elaine Schramm. She writes just some absolutely magnificent pieces of music. And following that, what are we doing after that, guys? A wonderful, wonderful, wonderfully written arrangement of Jingle Bells. Arranged by a composer by the name of John Leavitt, called Dashing Through the Snow. We hope you enjoy these two selections.
Thank you.
The next two numbers are going to include the women's choir joining the concert choir. Ladies, if you would, make your way on back up. The first of the two selections is an arrangement of the very, very popular holiday song, Deck the Halls. It's a Parker Shaw arrangement, Alice Parker and Robert Shaw, two very, very big names in the choral industry. Robert Shaw, very, very famous conductor. They write some absolutely wonderful arrangements of traditional songs, both holiday and just traditional folk tunes and everything, but they have just put this wonderful spice on it that doesn't stray too far away from the original tune. So some arrangements you come across, and it doesn't sound anything like the original song, theirs do, and they're very, very wonderfully written. The second, more along the lines of the contemporary Christmas line, is Winter Wonderland. Hope you enjoy these two selections.